now you're in the Whiskey Rock Lounge.
I need a cocktail.
What do you have? I almost went to gin, but I thought you would appreciate this. I don't know if, does anybody watch The Kominsky Method on Netflix?
No.
Okay, then none of you will appreciate this. But Michael Douglas's character, Sandy Kominsky, drinks Diet Dr. Pepper and Jack Daniels.
Interesting.
Hi.
It's fucking awful. I just want to put that out there. It's awful. A Diet Dr. Pepper and Jack Daniels. I just happen to have them in the house.
So you let's put those together.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have ever thought it until I watched that. And that was his standard drink at his weekly lunch with his entertainment lawyer. Like,
I see Wyndon has a mug. So not usual.
Nope. What is that? Coke Zero.
All right.
Excuse Molly. She's looking at all of you upside down.
I've got the sunflower.
Oh, look at that. She's trying to get
usual. It never leaves the desk.
Jay, you got something good. You're going to make us all look like shit.
What's in the mug, Donna?
Just water, ice water. I should have thought ahead. What's in the bowl, bitch?
All right, Jay, what do you got?
Honor of us being reunited. The last time we were together was at my new place. And we had Knob Creek smoked maple bourbon.
Don't you have that on the cart downstairs?
I don't think we have maple bourbon. No.
Watching, this is what the bottle looks like. It's a lovely.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yep.
Brown.
Gorgeous.
Look at it. My mouth is watering just remembering the tasty.
Yes.
You're not a syrup person, are you, Donna?
Not on my clothing. That is correct. Not on my clothing. Not on my skin. I still eat without a shirt. I still eat pancakes without a shirt on to this day.
That's a TMI.
I know, right? That was, I should not know that.
They hate that at IHOP. I feel like
a big noise should come out. So, all right.
Yeah.
Let's formally introduce. We've got Donna. This is like a little mini reunion from our Lesbian Lounge days past. Wyndon, who also used to come on the show, and now, and JD, who knows both of them already, but get how layered this is. Now you two work together. Now Denise and Donna work together, and Jay and I are working together.
That's,
and it's
freaking,
like fucking, this is like the beginning of the Brady Bunch. I just feel four squares.
Hi, Denise.
I don't even know who anybody's talking to when they say Denise anymore now.
I know, right?
This will be messed up. This will be completely.
I know. So for the purpose of this call, we'll go with Wyndon for me.
Wyndon. Okay.
Wyndon. And then you can call her Denise, because unless you're talking to yourself, we'll all know that you're talking to yourself. And then otherwise, JD, all right, just call her Wyndon. So it's DDDJD.
Oh, okay.
She needs, where does the she win? Denise was in charge of Win Women in Network. So she became Win Denise when she would come on the show again for the Denise purposes.
Okay.
So she's just forever Wyndon in my mind. I almost addressed you that way in my message.
You can. You can. That's
how she is in my phone, actually. That's how your name is in my phone.
Deb still refers to June and me as the Winds, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I played some tea dances for the Wind.
Oh my gosh. That was before my time. No, that was before my time.
Okay.
I haven't heard tea dance in 10 years.
It was more than 10 years.
have you heard tea bagging? Denise.
Teabagging it. Well, yeah, I have heard that probably 10 years ago too. I wore this for you, by the way, Don. I wore this.
I noticed it right away. I did. I noticed. Other side. Best wishes.
Warmest regards. The Schitt's Creek reference for all of you.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
So
it's just killed Schitt's Creek about a month ago,
I think. Did you finally get the last season in?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the Jazzy Girl sang at the wedding? I know. Oh. All right. Jay hasn't seen it yet, so we got to
No.
Yeah. It's one of those ones that you need to just call in sick from work for a day and binge the F11 shit out of it because it's insane. It's
that just good. One day, though? Round. That's a lot.
They're only well, 20
for season six.
Yeah. They're only like 20 minutes. Once you get going, you can't stop.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That is true. Yeah. It took us about 3 days, I think. Yeah.
I binged my new season of Virgin River on Netflix, and they're 45 minutes each, and I finished it today.
Wow.
I don't think I know that one. Virgin River?
Yeah. It's like a soap opera kind of thing. It's not great. I don't recommend it.
We killed Queen's Gambit in a week, and that was amazing.
Oh, we did that in 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Renzi keeps telling me to watch it. Yeah.
Oh, you must.
Always listen to Dan Renzi. Always.
Wait, I saw it described as the Forrest Gump of chess, which I thought was a really interesting description.
I wasn't sure I was gonna. I mean, I see it every time I log on, you know what I mean? Like trending and all that. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna like it. Will I like it?
You're gonna love it.
I think so.
You're gonna love it.
Does anyone watch Million Little Things on regular net?
Oh, you don't
get that, Denise. It's on Thursday nights. It's back again. A Million Little Things. It's great. It's like
A Million Little Things. A Million Things.
A Million Little Things.
I do watch that, and it's that. It's the for me. It's too predictable. I can't stand it, and I can't look away, like simultaneously. I gave up Grey's Anatomy for the same reason. It was like too annoying for words. But well, now
I agree. I agree. Some of the storylines are probably too not realistically that the wives are too understanding and too nice. But talking to a person that's trapped in the Christmas Hallmark movies right now. So, you know, anything beyond that is more realistic. But I don't find it to be predictable so much. So you find it predictable.
A little bit. But I don't miss an episode. True. Yeah, yeah.
Did we all binge on The Happiest Season?
Not yet. I was asked.
Not yet.
Deb to wait till she's off to watch it. I'm ready to watch it by myself though.
It was cute. There's things you'll like, things you'll hate, and things you wish would have happened.
Oh.
Is it? Oh. I think I might have seen that on Facebook, but I looked away quickly.
Yeah, it was all right. It was great for a Saturday afternoon. And
all right, so do we want to talk about Elliot Page or just get into the rest of the reasons why we're here?
I'm already over it. One day and I'm like, okay, done, great, good, okay, but uh-oh. And JD's down, boom.
Way to go, Donna.
There you are.
I turned my phone off before the podcast, sorry.
I just did the same.
I was on my phone and I was like scrolling Instagram and I'm like, wait, go back. What? Why is that name changed? What? So I read the whole thing and then I read it out loud to Gemma and then we both went, and that was it. Like, I swear to God, I'm 50. I'm 50 some years old. And I honestly, like, it's not that I don't care. It's that it doesn't affect my life one iota. It's nice that I have the knowledge now that he will now go by Elliot Page and they will not be changing anything about the Umbrella Academy. Is that what I read?
Oh, you're a step ahead of me then. All right, cool. Wyndon and I are like steeped in the pronouns of it all at all times. So there were other conversations that happened this week among staff that wasn't about the Umbrella Academy just yet, but.
No. And we learned new pronouns too. Per and purse.
Yeah.
Are you saying a P, per?
Yes, per, P-E-R, as in person. So per and purse.
The first two are different?
No, they're the same.
I think if I was 20, I'd be so down with all this stuff. But now that I'm a little bit older.
Think about when you were 20.
I'm busy. I was knee deep in poon. I didn't have time for it. But the thing is, I got.
And that's a nice visual for Wyndon.
The thing is,
thank you so much.
So but you were providing a public service.
Yeah, but yeah, again, it doesn't change anything in my.
And that's the point. It shouldn't.
Right. You know, I think like I will read the comments and then gauge the temperature of the whole thing. I read through 2,000 comments, you know what I mean? Like just to gauge everybody's
saying. I mean, you could have gone
and for 20. I did like an analysis and I went, that was 80-20. That was 80% positive, 20% negative. You know?
How many comments would you read through if you cared? Curious.
No, that's the thing. I cared about the comments, not so much about the whole announcement thing. But I do that every once in a while on Facebook too.
So funny. I do that with Trump's tweets.
Yes.
I do the exact same thing. I could care less what he wrote. I just enjoy what people write back.
That tweets. Oh my God. I'm like, does anybody see these? That's what I need to know. I need to know in my heart. Does anyone
it's the trolls.
The trolls.
The trolls.
I'm trying to keep my cat out.
Everybody, and because I don't have anything to add to this, but how was your Thanksgiving?
It was unique and not bad, but just different.
Did you have to eat outside?
Well, my mom was diagnosed positive a week before Thanksgiving. And so we had to come up with some kind of solution. And I had been quarantining in prep to travel today, which I'm not. So we did a food exchange in my mother's driveway. And Deb and I cooked the things we would have contributed. Frank cooked what they would have contributed. Vicky showed up with containers. And my mom had a couple of things that she was able to cook and stuff. And we backed the cars into the driveway, lifted the tailgates, and put all the food in the back of all the cars. And everybody was instructed to bring serving utensils and storage containers and Ziploc bags and foil and stuff like that. And everybody went and filled up their own containers and we all went home. We ate on Zoom.
Oh, nice.
Jay, what did you guys had a normal, nothing? Was it normal?
It was normal, except that it wasn't so many of us. So it was just my sisters and their kids, you know, my nieces, my nephew. But my other nephew, when I say nephews, I mean Jack and Pat, the little ones, Joni's kids. My other nephews were with their in-laws. So we were a small group considering, you know, how big large we usually are. But other than that, it was still a lot of food and too much eating. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty normal.
And wind in?
Very quiet, really quiet. We didn't even cook. We had we had some folks tell us they were going to give us food, and there was the knock on the door from the neighbors, and they're like, "We have tons of extra food," so we went over, nice. Filled our plates, and left, and it was delightful. We didn't have to cook, we didn't have to clean, we didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's my usual aim now. Dinner is easy.
Yeah.
And so Denise, how was Thursday? How was your Thursday?
Yeah, how was your Thursday?
It's quite average, just like any other Thursday. Oh, I shouldn't say I do feel bad. My aunt actually passed away on Thanksgiving morning.
On Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, it was sad. She was 91 and she had a bad year. Like she had dementia and it had just gotten really, really bad. And you know, I grew up next door to her, so I had Aunt Joanne on one side, but I had Aunt Dolly on the other side. So
Aunt Dolly, I love it. Aww.
Yeah, Aunt Dolly Aunt Dolly was my grandmother's sister, so she was my great aunt. But when my grandmother passed away, she was like a mom to my mother. So I feel like my mother, even though she knew it was coming, it was a rough one for my mom. So yeah, that was hard. But I didn't even normally on Thanksgiving I will make chicken nuggets, but I will make stovetop stuffing.
That's
and
a great
I will make green bean casserole. And I will crack out the cranberry sauce, but I wasn't even in the mood to do that. So I don't even actually remember what we had, but it was, but I enjoyed seeing everybody else's posts. You know, for a long time, the tradition was Hazel would take me to Costco to get pizza.
Aw.
She said, we'll do something American.
Aw.
And then we started doing it on the 4th of July as well.
That's nice.
Now we don't even do that anymore. We're just like, it's just one less event that we have to cancel. You know, didn't even have it happen. But I for, you know, we have formed our bubble over here. We are in our lockdown was lifted as of today, but now it's gone into a tier system. So we have tier 3, 2, and 1. 3 is bad, 2 is medium, 1 is not so bad. And the only one is Cornwall. London, all the boroughs are 2. And then up north, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, all that, those are all 3s. That's just rampant up north. So yeah, it just means that we can, there was a great thing happening over Boris announcing that the pubs can reopen, but alcohol can only be served with a substantial meal, quote unquote, a substantial
meal.
Right. So then they
that
start.
That was like here.
Yeah. They started throwing all this stuff at him. Like, well, what's considered a substantial meal? Is it a packet of crisps? Is it a scotch egg? Like what? So he went, yeah, scotch egg is perfectly acceptable. So then the running joke was that all the pub cooks were like wildly making scotch eggs in the kitchen.
God.
That's what happened here, but it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at all the gay bars.
Up north, it was up in New York when Cuomo tried that. It was a 25-cent chicken wing.
There you go.
Yeah, there was, Denise, I think what used to be Boom, which I think is Hunter's now.
I think so.
One of the bars in the hood was serving 25-cent. So 25-cent nachos, 25-cent chips and salsa. So it was like a thimble of salsa and 3 chips and 25-cent cheese bites. And it was like a block.
You know, the reason you guys are in the situation you're in is because small businesses are looking for loopholes because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
Reason that we're in the situation that we're in is because Dick Santis. So yeah. Well, basically, yeah. We have no chance. We have no chance because he sees
Amen.
No concern. With
it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Unfortunately.
So, you know, I'm super concerned because we're a state everyone's coming to now because of the weather. I keep saying this, like, that's my soapbox issue. We're the desired, state, and we're like one of very few that are doing anything to protect ourselves from people coming here and for the people that are already here. You know, I live where Forestville is over here, and no one cares about a mask. No one cares. They're on vacation. They care. They're doing conga lines around the, you know, the Flanagans without masks. So it's I am particularly not happy about.
It's amazing to me because Florida just hit like 1 million cases, right?
Yeah.
And if I was planning my vacation.
Right.
I'm not quite sure I would choose Florida this time.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not so desired. Maybe we're not as desired as I thought. I thought because of the weather. Right. The
only bonus is that you're able to do things outdoors, whereas like now, like tonight it's 36 degrees. So people that would normally sit in a beer garden, like restaurants are hustling to try and find those outdoor space heaters.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be their thing. Like in order for people to gather, it has to be outside. And I mean, I don't understand how they're tracking who's in whose bubble and who's in whose family, because this tiered system with the bubbles, 6 households, 3 households can mix, no more than 6 people, like all this weird stuff to create a bubble with other people that have quarantined or whatever for 14 days and whatnot. So our bubble is only with Hazel. We don't really know anybody else, you know, but other people, like if you're in a pub and somebody comes up to you and says, are you guys in a bubble? Like, of course you're going to go, oh yeah, yeah, we're in a bubble.
I mean, when I go, no, there's room for you, total stranger, please. You know, bring all of your germs into my bubble now.
It's ridiculous. So I'm not quite sure we're going to make it, you guys. I'm just saying.
Stay inside, wash your hands, wear your fucking mask. That's it.
That's all you can do.
Denise and June are our only outside, my immediate family. So there's a total, when we're all together, there's 7 of us, but it's rare that we're all together. And Vicky is the one that leaves the house the least, and then me, and then Kylie. So the rest of the people leave the house the most. And Denise and June are very good about who they don't socialize. I'm not speaking for you. They rarely socialize, but they still do, like, you know, daily life skills and stuff like that. But they don't socialize with outside friends either. So we're our only, and I've restricted my personal access again until until the decision was made to not travel. So I haven't even like seen other people, but Deb and
my dad. That's pretty much my life all the time. So this, I've been training for this for.
For 10 years.
Shit, man, I got it down. I'm like, I'm so cold. Like, I don't want to say anything, but I don't really understand what anybody's complaining about. This is great, man.
I just got my COVID test results. I had to go today for a rapid test because Judy and I are playing a wedding on Sunday and they've requested, it's only 30 people, it's in the backyard, but they requested everyone get a COVID test before coming to the wedding. So Judy and I are playing there. We went today and I am such a hypochondriac. Like I didn't really have a reason, but I was like getting symptoms already, just knowing how to go get the test. Right. And right before the podcast, thank God I got the text and it was negative.
Congratulations.
Can I ask you guys something? Like when you have to, like Jay, you have to do that, right? They requested you do that.
Yeah.
Your mom had to get one, obviously came back positive. Then she had to get another one. Are these, do you have to pay for them?
Today, free one that I went to, it was, they have stations. I just found out there's one right here in town center. We went all the way to Oakland Park to Lauderhill by Oakland Park Boulevard because that's where Judy went the last time. But she, you know, thankfully we're both negative and they have the military there, like keeping everything in order. But they wipe the chair down, they spray it down and you sit down. And
it's not a drive through.
No,
drive up and they stick in your nose, tickle your brain. No,
that was not a drive through. Well, that was a rapid test. I'm talking about like the rapid test. So maybe the drive throughs are not rapid test or like MD now, those places. I think you have to wait a few days, but we didn't have that time because the wedding is Sunday. So we went and did the rapid test.
Oh Lord. Wow.
Well, Jay, I think of the four of us, your lifestyle, I mean, besides the stay at home stuff, your lifestyle, I mean, your supporting lifestyle, your financial lifestyle has changed the most of the four of us.
Yes. I mean,
it's right now.
Between the music and I haven't been playing much. I did Arts Garage the other day, Tuesday night, and the only people in the building were the performers and, any of the artists and the people that were on staff there because it was a live stream.
And it was no bands, right?
There were no bands. It was just solo acts. And that was, they're doing everything they can there to keep the doors open and still keep bringing art to the community. When I played with the band, it was only 60 people capacity. They were allowed in the building. And then the rest was live stream. But my other business, my main way of support, is that what you meant, right, Donna?
Alex? No, I meant that your professional career suffered the most.
It has been suffering a lot, yes. But a lot of the places I've played aren't even having music now. So, fortunately, my business is still going, but we still feel it because of businesses that are our customers are not doing as well. So, because it's a pallet business, so things are still moving on trucks, but I'm like a real stickler for people wearing a mask coming into the office.
Oh my God, yes.
Marched right in, and people are afraid. I stopped. He saw me and he just like stopped like a cartoon, like in his tracks and turned around and went outside. Cause I had already told him about, he's one of our workers in the yard. They don't always wear them in the yard, but when they come in that office, we want them having a mask on. So.
Yeah, big time. I mean, we were talking about this. I read something about if the vaccines, get distributed in the amount of time that they're saying they're going to, that Broadway will be able to come back up in the summer. Is that what I heard?
I haven't heard that yet.
Performers are just really, there's so many businesses, but I do feel really bad for anything that's like event driven, like you guys, everything that you do. We should just like talk about that for a minute. You guys work for CenterLink. And that is basically like a support system for LGBT centers across the country. Am I close?
You're close.
Donna, go ahead.
No, Wyndon, I insist.
So you're the leader here.
So we're the Association of LGBTQ Community Centers. We provide training, resources, technical assistance, and kind of serve like a chamber of commerce, for lack of a better parallel, for centers. And that's throughout the U.S., Canada. We have a center in London. We have centers in Colombia, in Australia, in China. In Uganda. So, yeah.
Wow. Here, I thought it was just the U.S. That's crazy.
Wow.
Stuff there. So you're, I mean, if you, all those places can't do anything, right? Like they can't have fundraisers and charity events and pride festivals and, you know, things where there were stalls and people that have their little small gay driven businesses. Or, you know, I mean, like everything is suffering, but you've right. done.
So initially the first hurdle that had to be addressed was the services that these small and even huge community centers provide. So we're talking about mental health services and testing and food banks and youth supporting services and elder programming, just the safety and the consistency of having a place to go, like to go to that place, like that had that stopped. So many of the people that our member centers served, their constituents, their clients had nowhere to go and no visible means of support. So in the beginning, the immediate pivot and where Wyndon really rose to the occasion was supporting this transition into this virtual online everything that the folks could connect, you know, the kids, the youth could connect, and somebody could teach the seniors how to get on a Zoom meeting, or right. that the food banks would still be available, or that testing had to be paused so prep couldn't be distributed. It was all very complicated and convoluted. And by virtue of shutting down, income also stopped for our 274 member centers all at once. So that was, and of course, because of the strength of Centerlink and because of the 26 years of history that the organization has building and supporting and creating safe spaces for people and creating the foundation with which to build that safe space, it was like Denise that they focused on, like, Denise, how can
something
yeah. So I have to say, and I'm gonna defer to Wyndon in a second, like our staff had to learn everything in one day. Like we had to be able to answer questions, find alternatives. Denise and our financial officer went through what is the money part called, the that they gave small businesses, Wyndon? What was that?
Oh, the PPP, the PPP, the CARES Act loans, yeah.
And explain to other centers what to do, how to get that, what to do with it, how do we make it work for you? And all your regular programming stopped, like everything had to stop right at the beginning.
Jesus. Yeah, and the centers really turned on a dime. I mean, they learned how to, like, if you had surveyed them back in January and said, hey, how could you make your programs virtual? What's Zoom? They'd all be like, I don't know. And no.
I mean, the whole world.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then by April, you know, mid-April, beginning of May, they were all running their programs on Zoom, and they had.
What month was it that we watched the Queer as Folk thing?
So that was May.
Yeah.
So that was the second or third. So a funny thing happened to Centerlink. A funny thing happened on the way to the pandemic. That organizations large and small reached out to Centerlink and said, hey, like, we hear you, we see what you're doing, we want to help you. How can we support you so you can support your centers differently?
Oh, that was
please.
That was based on relationships that our board members had, actually, that the first two came to us, and then based on those, we had other folks coming to us. So it was really, you know, it always goes back to who you know, right? But that's how it happened. And as a result of it, we this year were able, between grants and the fundraisers, to pass down about $1.2 million to our member centers. Wow. So
it's spread out over how many, you said?
Well, you know, the total membership that we have right now is about 274. And so we tried to benefit as many centers as we could through the whole thing. It was an optional, it was an opt-in for people to take part in it. And all we asked was that they helped us promote it on social media. So, so a lot of our centers did participate and got a lot of money off of it. I wish we could have given them more, but I think we did pretty good this year. Not too bad.
I'll say, and I mean, at a time like this, when people are really struggling, it's so difficult to ask for a donation or, support, any kind of financial support. But yeah. Do you have a year end blowout coming?
We do. And I'm going to let Donna talk about it in just a second, but I do want to say that, you know, we had some great partners that also came through, like Swaim Strategies and Campbell and Company, that offered free consulting. They do fundraising services and development, and they offered free consulting for all of our member centers to help them and learn and understand how to shift their fundraising online, how to do online fundraisers, how to do online galas and online pride. So it was also a lot of partners who came through to help the centers, which I thought was great. Nice. But we have an online end of year fundraiser going on, and Donna's going to talk about that.
Right.
Donna, just so you know, you got to do this in like 3 minutes.
Ladies of the Whiskey Rock Lounge, we want to appeal to your greater sense of supporting the community and just let you know that CenterLink really has made it possible for the smallest of centers to be able to keep their doors open, provide services, continue to provide testing, shelter, food, all the things that our communities need, that where our individuals, our youth, our seniors get lost in the shuffle. So we are in fact doing this massive online push for end of year giving, along with everybody else that's gonna ask you for money, but we're asking you for money differently. We're asking you for money the gay way. And we want you to just know that even $1, $2, $3, I was like this, is that what you mean?
$1,
$3, really every little tiny bit helps. So I'm gonna be providing a link that will go to a donation page, and I'll, you don't want that in the chat now, right? I'll just give it to you and you'll post it on
actually you can text it to me and I will make sure.
All right, cool. And then look for me on Facebook, look for Wyndon on Facebook, look for CenterLink on Facebook. If you can't find the link, find one of us. We'll have it posted as well. And there's a rumor that next week there will be a DARE strategy on my personal Facebook. So,
Oh my God.
I beg of you. Uh-oh. If you choose. Right? So, that being said, for more information, of course, just hit me up, hit up Wyndon or Denise or JD will direct.
Where does rum burn you again?
Right here, Denise.
Right there.
Yeah. Right here.
But JD was right with the uh-oh. That's the part that worries me. Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm need a fiver for every shot of rum you could do.
Oh God. Shit.
That would be cheap for you. Right here. I'll do it on video. There is a video of me eating.
Just loop it. She'll never know.
Five.
I might need to do a Facebook live with you, Lyndon. We'll talk about that on or around the 18th.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting us talk about it, Denise.
Thank you. Really.
Any support we get goes to us helping to support LGBTQ centers, and they do vital work on the ground.
So important. It is so important. What we'll do is we'll put on our socials, we'll put all your, the link on all of ours, so people know how to do it and they can start anytime, right?
Yes, now would be great.
That'd be great. Terrific.
Again, don't feel no pressure. It doesn't have to be big amounts. 50 cents is fine. Honest to God.
Fantastic. Well, whatever, ladies, you can. I love seeing your cute little faces again.
Likewise.
So fantastic.
Great to see you both.
So we will probably, talk about you behind your back on the next show.
Please do.
Looking forward to that.
all right, I'm going to let you guys go because I love you so much. And I know you have like a whole evening ahead of you, but I do not. I'm going to bed.
Nice. I'm probably going to bed soon too. Have a good one. Nice. Thanks, Denise.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, guys. Thanks
for coming on. Thanks.